Hello and welcome to Dark Angels and Pretty Freaks, episode 183. I am Neil.
I am Annalise.
How are you?
I'm good.
I'm discombobulated.
We're also having one of those early morning recordings that we do every now and then. I almost put my pajamas back on so we could call it Morning Pajama Podcast. But I bet
there's a Morning Pajama Podcast somewhere.
Probably. I bet it's a thing.
Yeah. It's Saturday morning. Mm-hmm. Usually when we do mornings, we do Sunday mornings.
Right.
And now we're doing a Saturday morning because we have a bunch of stuff to do today.
And we have a bunch of stuff to do tomorrow. So it's a busy weekend.
I need a day off from the weekend. But I'm discombobulated because last week we recorded with Chris and Jenny. Mm-hmm. Well, Chris of Faces and Aces LV. Mm-hmm. which thank you. I want to thank them for coming on.
Yes, thank you very much.
And also want to say, no, the audio was a little bit funky. We apologize for that. Chris was having some issues signing in to Skype on his computer and signed in on a different computer, and then the mic settings were kind of goofy. We didn't find all that out till afterwards, but we had a good time.
Yeah, and so it wasn't terrible. I mean, I listened back to it. It wasn't.
Sometimes it goes that way, but just wanted to say we knew,
right?
And we understood. Yeah. So,
of course.
So we did that last week. I feel like we haven't recorded in forever.
It's only been a week.
No. But before that, just the two of us. Mm. I don't know why. It just seems like I was all lost on how to set everything up.
I think it's just because we've been doing so much other stuff, especially you, that coming back to this, because like everything in here was geared to video. We got to go back to audio.
our little studio / office is a mess. There is, right. I have parts of cameras
and electronics
and audio stuff everywhere, as well as
two laptops
and phones, and it's just a mess. I need a
mics.
Day. I need a day to just kind of like put everything away. Mm-hmm. Also, I'm thrown off. There were a few people who watched the YouTube video of last week's podcast, but we didn't have a chance to mention it. But when we record the video for the podcast, we use our old GoPro Hero 3,
right?
And the little guy died last week.
Yeah.
Just finally said no enough. If you've been listening, you know we've been having issues with it. Every now and then it wouldn't work. Right. And last week it finally, it was
coughed
a trooper.
Its last breath.
Yeah, we had it for a long time. It's served us well. It did a lot. But so today we're using one of our newer GoPros, but that whole setup is different.
Right.
So I'm all thrown off by that. Hopefully the video will work. We'll find out. if not, I don't know. I don't know what we'll do. So tired of video cameras. I don't know what to do.
It's not worth it really to buy a camera just to film the podcast.
I would think it totally is.
You think so?
For me, yeah.
Always a reason to buy another camera.
We'll pick up that 70D just for the podcast. Like, well, we'll use it for vlogging when we learn more. But right now.
Right. Well, you know, because I mean, it's one of those things where we have it already.
I'm kind of hoping this doesn't work.
What? No, no. If it comes to that, we just set up the iPhone on a little tripod there.
Yeah. All the setup today was different. It's the wrong day. I'm drinking coffee. I don't know what's going on. I'm tired. I'm trying to wake up. Oh, just
chaos.
A grumpy mess.
Total chaos.
So you made a funny little picture of the Hero 3 in a little box basket on the Instagram.
Yeah.
Vlog,
you know, whenever
Instagram.
Something that like is important to our lives, even though as silly as a camera is to our lives, it's one of those things where you feel bad when you're like, oh no.
Yeah. We had a lot of fun with it.
Yeah. It's gone to Jamaica a whole bunch of times.
Yeah. It did a bunch of the walkthrough videos. It did mountain biking videos. Right.
I'm sure I have an unhealthy attachment to inanimate objects. Like when I cried when I got rid of my last car, I was like,
well, you wouldn't let me sell one of my guitars.
Right.
I'm like, well, I don't really play it and we can get money for it. And you're like,
no,
don't sell it. I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
Which is kind of nice. Although you had no problem when I wanted to sell the bike. You're like, yeah, all right. I'll get rid
of
that.
Yeah.
Also wanted to thank Jason, the Angry Ginger, from 7 Days a Geek and Podcasting 101 and Deconstructing Dad and whatever else the hell he's doing.
All of his things.
He had us on Podcasting 101. I don't know when that's going to be released, but I'm sure he'll tell us.
Right.
But wanted to thank him for having us on. It was a good time.
Yeah.
Fun to talk to him, and he's awesome. So go check out 7 Days a Geek, or I think it's The Angry Ginger, or just Angry Ginger on Twitter.
Don't look it up.
I don't know. So that's...
He's findable.
That's That's what I have to say about that. So discombobulated. Oh, maybe while you look at that, I will say this morning I ordered the new iPhone 8 Plus for myself.
Yes.
However, we did talk about it.
Yes.
And you decided that your phone is just fine and you don't.
Right.
No issue whatsoever.
I'm doing good with mine. I'm good. Which is funny because my 4 before we got the 6 was dying a slow, horrible death.
Well, both of ours. We had them way too long. But
and on the way into, remember when we went on the way into the Apple store, I dropped it on the ground. I'm like, if that's not an omen, I don't know.
No, that was.
Oh, that was the one
that
before.
That was your old Android.
Oh, that's my old,
when you went, when you first switched to Apple.
Oh, that's right.
And yeah, you dropped
that's
it
an
and
old
it exploded.
Memory. Yeah. I was like, aw.
So.
Poor guy.
So I got the Plus. So we'll see how this Plus works. And then I need a case for it. I use the OtterBox Defender because I drop my phone a lot at work and my phone gets dirty. I know the new iPhones are water resistant and dust resistant, which is great, but I still need a heavy duty case. But I didn't want to.
It still breaks when you drop it. So
right. I didn't want to spend a lot of money on a case.
Right.
So they had one that was on sale for, I don't know, $20
or something.
25
yeah.
bucks. It's pink and purple.
Of course it is.
So. I'm gonna
you
have
probably would
have
got that anyway. Yeah. What are you talking about? Unless they had one that was like bright yellow and like glowed
fluorescent
in the dark.
Fluorescent green. I would have been all over that. Candy apple green. Neon green.
There's his Twitter.
That's so funny. It's the Angry Ginger at 7 Days a Geek, but it's S and then the number 7.
Right.
And then EVEN Days a Geek. Wow. I don't know why I thought it was at Angry Ginger. I guess because we always call him Angry Ginger.
Well, because if you type in Angry Ginger, it comes up.
Oh,
so.
There you go. So, yeah. So... excited.
Yeah.
Gonna do another terrible unboxing a video on the iPhone 8.
As we do.
And the case arrives.
Yeah. Well, I think maybe, I don't know, because you're so into it, you know? Your excitement about it will probably just.
Also realize that I think that's like with podcasting, we have a little gimmick. And what it is that we just kind of do it the way we do it. People aren't going to come to us to actually
gonna
know
it's
going to
be super goofy.
Anything.
And, you know, yeah.
I also needed to order the frickin' adapter so I can use headphones with the frickin' thing.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of wireless headphones.
But fortunately,
not a fan.
The adapter now, well, they have adapters. So with the, I think the 7 and now the 8 doesn't actually have an old school headphone jack. Right. So you have to buy an adapter that goes into the lightning
right, so
cord,
you can't charge it
cable.
And listen. To
right,
the
but
same
the
time.
Adapters now have it, so you can't.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
that was a bummer too.
Right. So the problem. So one of the things I do at work when I'm working, or not working, I hook up my iPhone and then I have a little speaker, and I don't use a Bluetooth speaker because it would use the battery up, and I'm out and about, whether I'm on my little mower, my little tractors, or whatever. And so I plug in. To like an accessory port. Mm-hmm. I have one of those converters so you can have plugs on it. So I plug the iPhone in so it stays charged and plug the speaker in so it works. And then I use the headphone cable to go. Well, now if I, with the new one, I wouldn't be able to do that.
Right. You'd have
so
to.
So I had to buy the adapter so I could charge and listen to me. It's a whole thing.
Right.
Come on, Apple.
Pull it together.
Some people like some
nobody
old
wants
school
that.
Stuff.
Yeah. Or make it an option or something. Yeah. And as well as none of their earbuds ever fit my ears, ever. Like they're just terrible for whatever ear shape that I have. And so whatever earbuds they've come up with for this scenario aren't going to work for me. So well, even if I wanted to, it's terrible.
Well, those Bluetooth earphones, those cheap ones that we got, those work really well.
Yeah.
But, you know, they like for me, if I'm out on a piece of equipment, I can't charge my headphones.
Right.
So, oh well. Anyway. The first world problem, I'm telling you. So I'm excited to get it. Because I like new gadgets and gadgets. And I'm getting a credit for my old phone, which is kind of fun. Anyway, there you go.
Lots of tech talk.
Mm-hmm.
Tech talk with Neil. That's too funny. Should we talk about our fun carpool?
Talk about whatever you want.
I also actually have a funny story to tell you about from work. Not this past week, but like the week before, because I didn't get to tell you about it. But I wrote it down because it was hilarious. So, you know, I get to work super early. And I park in the underground parking garage, which is like open to the outside. And every now and then there's birds that, you know, nest and stuff in there. And they try to get them out because otherwise they poop on all the cars. And so, you know.
Right.
But they aren't like super aggressive about keeping them out. So like